Let's go to Julie in Metairie. Julie, you're on WWL.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I just have a couple of things to say.
Of course.
Okay. The other day I called and you said that everything I said was opinions. Well, I just want to state that everything I said and more than I'm going to say now is fact. You keep bringing up, what about Pence? Well, everybody knows that Kamala was a senator in California, and she had policies. And the policies are open borders, free health care for illegals on Americans' money, death row inmates to vote, eliminate private health care, abolish ICE, Green New Deal, which will probably bankrupt the country, support Minnesota for bail fund, defund police, also, you keep saying that lies that Trump's saying. Well, right out of Kamala's mouth a year ago when she was asked on CNN, are the borders secure? She says, oh, yes, we have a secure border. Really? It's in history, it's a fact. The most illegal immigrants have come to our country with Biden and Harris and their administration. Also, you keep talking about doom and gloom. That's true. There's a crisis right now in our country. And it is doom and gloom for many people. Maybe not you, because you already said that you're doing fine. Well, you're a single man, probably can get Social Security. You have a job. You're not a family with three kids trying to get groceries. You think the Democrats are going to talk about anything but hope when they're the ones that caused this? Let's be serious, Scoot. So I think you need to state some of this stuff. Evidently, you don't.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done. And please, don't hang up on me while you're stating what you have to say, because I might have to come back and say something.
Julie, I'm not going to...
You do that a lot, too.
Yeah, you don't allow me to talk, so I'm not going to have a conversation with you. I'm going to let you express...
No, go ahead.
I'm not going to do it. You've already proven to me that
you... You don't know what to say.
You see,
you don't know what to say.
You see, Julie, you're proving my point. You want to keep interrupting.
I'm proving your point.
Thank you, Julie.
You don't know what to say. You're not going to talk because you don't know what to say.
Julie, have a great day. I mean, I really hope you can find it in your life to have a great day. Even in trying to explain that she won't let me have a conversation, she will talk over me. She's talking over me. Every time I try to explain, this is why I don't... And this is the problem that some people have. They want to talk over you because they don't want you to react to what they're saying because they're afraid you might make sense.
You know, Julie did rattle off a lot of, like, pretty untasteful progressive policies that Kamala Harris has been connected to over the years, especially during her time as a senator. And as a nation, we can and will have a conversation about that. But Julie started out the conversation today accusing you of being misleading about Kamala's record as vice president, which is a very different thing.
Exactly. And that was my first point. That's the first thing I wrote down when Julie was talking. The issue has been, and I think this has been a mandate from right-wing radicals, this is the rhetoric, attack her on her policies as vice president. She's been there for 4 years. What has she done? And man, people like Julie, it's like, man, that's like a great lure, and she's the fish with the big mouth that bites on it. So it's about her policy as vice president? No, who is the talk show host in New Orleans who said, before Kamala Harris was even in this position, who said before Joe Biden even resigned, who said that Kamala Harris was one of the most liberal senators in the Senate? It was me. I said that more than once. So, okay, the next thing, defund the police. That is something that is really misunderstood. There are a lot of people who want to defund the police. And I have to be honest with you, I don't know if Kamala Harris wanted to cut all spending to police, or this comes under the title of defunding the police. There are people who thought, if money can be spent in an area where it prevents young people from becoming criminals in the first place, then maybe we should take some funds and allocate it to that. But that's not defunding the police in the way that right-wing radicals want you to believe. If we can have a program, or if we can try to stop young people from becoming criminals and use money that police departments have, because there are police departments that inevitably, there's waste. I mean, come on, there's waste in every government agency, and police are part of the government. So I'm sure there's waste, and some money could be allocated to different programs. So as far as her specifics, I don't know. But the idea of defunding the police to where there's no police, there are a few people who adhere to that extreme idea, but it's an extreme idea that is not shared by very many people. As far as a secure border is concerned, I agree. We need a secure border. But this border problem has been building long before Donald Trump came down the escalator. This has been a crisis for a very long time. It got worse under Biden. And Kamala Harris never actually appointed as communication, border czar. That was a label given to her by the media. But she was supposed to go to other countries to try to find out what could be done to make life better there so people don't want to come here. That's a noble cause. I don't know if she did it. So there are still things. And what talk show host in New Orleans has constantly said, we don't know everything about Kamala Harris, and she is going to be nailed for a lot of her liberal policies. If she's changing, then she's going to have to convince us that she's changed in the same way that Donald Trump changed from being pro-life, being pro-choice to pro-life. Donald Trump was pro-choice. Donald Trump was a Democrat. Donald Trump changed. So there is obviously tolerance for politicians changing. I'm simply saying, in terms of doom and gloom, that you could have this pessimistic view. Look, you and I know people who are negative. They thrive on being negative. I stay away from those people. I'm not going to be friends with anybody who is negative all the time. But there are people who it's in their DNA to be negative. There are people who it's in their DNA to look at two things. And in both of those things, they're going to find the negative, not the positive. Some things, I guess, maybe there's not even a positive. But all I'm saying is that the positive image of hope and freedom over doom and gloom and despair is probably going to work.